episode. I'm Cassie.
I'm Keegan.
I'm Christina. And boy, have I brought you guys some treasure.
I love it whenever you have something you want to talk about.
Me
because
too.
Your eyes literally sparkle.
So I've had a really roller coaster week filled with bursts of everything that needs to be done immediately, if not sooner, followed by 2 hours of downtime in which I just doom scroll on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found a profile, and she makes jewelry from scratch. And her special ingredient.
No. Don't make it breast milk or something.
Jizz. Hashtag jizzy jewelry. She can make you a full pearl set.
It's so much worse. I knew that people made jewelry out of breast milk, which I already, it's a no thank you from me. But
you're going to wear jizz on your neck.
How are you harvesting it? Are you asking the person you're with? Are you surreptitiously scraping it off? How are you getting it? How are you getting the jizz?
I'll cut this out. That way you guys can be there. Here we go. Just.
Oh my god! Why is there a video?
I almost puked.
I don't want to see your jizz.
What?
And she'll make you lovely,
I'm gonna throw up.
Pearl necklace.
I fucking.
Yeah. It's not even good jewelry.
It doesn't look good. Those look like the kinds of beads that you make at VBS. You know what I mean? Vacation Bible school. And they're like,
I bet those aren't the ones you make at VBS.
Oh,
God, you're so big.
What if it is?
What is that? This whole why would you? I love my fiance so much. There is 0% chance, 0.00 chance that I would ever
never
wear jizz pearls on my neck.
On my anything, on my wrist,
in my ear,
nowhere.
Right. I mean, the amount of forethought, because she said, so is she sending them a container?
It must be kind of I'll bleep this out. It must be one of our sponsors where they send you a tube in the mail where you send the stuff and then you get the stuff back.
Yeah, so you have to plan this ahead of time.
Yeah.
This is a decision that you've made, because she says he sent me his sample.
Right.
So what is he doing? Is he doing it? He's going to give it to her for Christmas, her birthday?
I swear. What if she doesn't?
What if she doesn't tell
No.
It's like the pancakes.
It is like the pancakes.
How mad would you be? I'm packing my bags.
First of all, I would be mad if somebody got me a pearl necklace anyway. I'd be like, ew. Do you even know me? What the fuck?
I don't know if it's some sort of weird control thing or you know what I mean? Does it feel a little bit like that?
Yes. We know.
That's mine.
Why don't you just piss on my leg?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Fucking piece of shit.
And again, the jewelry, no shade to jizzy jewels or whatever, but the jewelry doesn't even look good.
Right.
So it just feels like. If that was presented to me at Christmas,
an off-white set of
beige
pearls.
Look like clay
pearls.
And other all irregular. No, no.
It's a no for me.
It's a no, period. Even if they weren't full of jewelry. I don't like the way the jewelry
looks.
That's
what I was saying.
Yeah. But they don't look like pearls. They look like little pieces of clay that have been rolled into balls.
And not even fun. They're not fun colors or anything.
I'm sure she could do custom colors.
I'll let you see the end. And I'll look through. I did not do a deep dive to see if there's different colors or anything like that.
I do feel like I've been a little bit assaulted because I did not consent to see some man's jizz like that.
And my FYP is so curated. I'm like, how did this break through?
How'd this happen?
I want to speak to a manager.
You're excuse me.
Yeah. That video turned you into a Karen.
Well, then I have the would you rather.
Oh, God.
Would you rather find a jar of your person's cum under the sink?
Oh God!
Or wear their cum jewelry?
Oh,
you know what? God damn it. This is hard. You know what? I'm going to have to say the jar under the sink because it's not touching me.
That's...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can close the cupboard door and I can do my best to just, like, Calgon, take me away. Like, take this memory away from me. Men in Black, like, erase it. Just, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. But when you're wearing, it's touching your skin.
Yeah.
And you're wearing it. Yeah. And, like, going around and interacting with people. It's just, like.
I hate that.
Yeah.
You're at work. You're in a business meeting.
Oh, God. I'm going to look at everyone's jewelry from now on.
Yeah. 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 Ah, gosh. It's really hard because as soon as you started this, would you rather, I was like, absolutely never jar of jizz. Never. Because you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and I just, every time I think about that, I think about her describing the smell.
Oh.
And I'm like, do you ever look at your partner the same way again? Like, I feel like I couldn't just put the lid back on and be like, well, we're just going to throw that in the back of the brain bank.
Never.
You know? I feel like it would be really hard. But like you said, I don't want to be in public.
Just
even if no one else knows, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
What? No, I didn't see it. We're in public, by the way. I feel like.
What?
Oh.
Where else would you wear it?
I'm just saying.
In the bedroom?
Would you rather wear?
What if he wants you to wear it?
Or would you rather find? I didn't make hard rules on anything. I'm just saying. Because I would never wear that shit. I wouldn't want to wear shit in anywhere, but
yeah.
If I don't have to leave the house,
I hardly wear jewelry in public anyway.
I barely wear jewelry either. Yeah. I mean, if I don't have to leave the house, I suppose, and there's no limitations on like how long I have to wear it, then I'll wear it. Because I'm like, then I have to wear it for 30 minutes and I can take it off. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's better than me finding a jar of rancid.
No. God. Viscous.
No.
Sorry. I feel like, and every time sorry about this, but every time I pictured that image, I also think about the fact that he was adding the cum at different times. So like, I imagine it like there are different layers. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Because certainly it would be like sedimentary rock or whatever, you know, where there's like the layers.
Totally. You can be like, oh, this is when he started drinking more water.
Exactly. Yeah, this is when he was on that pineapple juice kick. You know, because you can tell because it's all yellow.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
Wow.
I can't. I would rather wear, if I don't have to go anywhere, I'd rather wear the necklace.
So you're, okay. Yeah. I mean, if you don't have to, I was assuming that the would you rather was like, you have to wear it like all the time.
Like on a and date or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So if that's the case, if it's just jewelry that's going to sit around in my jewelry box or whatever, I definitely would rather have the jewelry.
He's like, Merry Christmas, babe. I got you this necklace.
And
I would rather receive that necklace on Christmas.
Yeah.
In front of my family than have a fucking jar of jizz that I found.
I cannot.
Yep.
Like, I can't. And we're not even talking about the pancakes. Just the jar. Just the jar existing in my house is a problem.
It really is.
Like, if one of the two has to exist in my home, that I will just put that cum necklace in a fucking box and shove it in the back of my closet for my great-great-grandchildren to stumble upon after I'm dead.
Oh, I would hope it disintegrates by then.
Jewel.
Oh no! No. Oh no! Grandpa's jewels.
Just kidding. I'm probably not having kids, but still.
No! God,
wow! Treasure.
No, but it's actually better if it's like your eccentric aunt's stuff.
Oh,
because it's probably worth something, but this isn't.
You take it to a jeweler, they're like, no. I hate to tell you this.
You look at it under a microscope, like, biological.
Wow.
It's so upsetting.
It really is. Oh my gosh. You guys want to take five and we'll come back with stories?
Yes. Yeah. And we're back. Okay. I will get us started with stories. My favorite was the guy who took me on this really extravagant date. This is going to piss you off, by the way.
Great.
To a super fancy restaurant and then proceeded to spend half an hour talking about how the Jews run the world.
It's
never. Wow.
Yep.
Hollywood. Didn't expect that.
And the banks and have all the money and power. I pointed out that I'm a Jew, as he'd been aware, and didn't much appreciate that sort of rhetoric. And he said he knew that and was hoping to get an in with me.
Oh,
since I was distantly related to the Rothschilds.
Oh.
And he was looking to get into investment banking.
I want.
Can you imagine?
To die.
What kind of person comes in hot with all of your racism and bigotry and then is like, yeah, I know you're one of those people that I just said I hated.
So hook me up.
Yeah, but can I get the hookup? Yeah.
Wow.
At this point.
I feel like the blinking guy meme.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Exactly.
At this point, I'd already written him off, so I let him go on just to see how deep the rabbit hole goes. It was honestly one of the
That is exactly that guy. You just stop talking and just
let him go because he doesn't need two people in this conversation. No. He's definitely that type of person.
Nope. You give him the rope and they'll go for it.
It was truly one of the most horrendously anti-Semitic, truly hilarious evenings I've had in my life. So.
Wow.
Yeah, people coming in hot with their racism on a first date.
Well, wow. At least you get it out of the way.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, real quick, figure it out. Know what you're stepping on into. Ugh. All right. So this guy says, my wife had a good one. She was set up on a blind date by some friends. When the guy arrived to pick her up, he was wearing a Michael Jackson glove on one hand.
Okay. Whoa.
Due to the aforementioned friend accidentally burning him with fry oil.
Oh no.
Just a Michael Jackson glove. Okay. En route to the restaurant, he proudly told her to open the glove box where he had a photo album. She opened it to find pictures of his car, the car they were in. He literally had a photo album of pictures of his car in his car.
So random. Why?
Somebody must love your car.
To look at it.
Is it the guy who like wants to fuck his car? You've seen that episode of My Strange Addiction, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh no. Things were a little awkward when after dinner the restaurant didn't accept his credit card and he had to go running down the street for an ATM while she waited, head in hand, and desperate to go home. En route back to safety, he had one final surprise to end the perfect evening. Would she like to have a late night visit to tour the hospital morgue? He worked as a nurse and had keys to the mortuary, he said with pride. Curiously, she politely declined and never answered his calls again.
I feel like your job might have something to say about that.
I feel like you probably shouldn't be allowed to do that.
No, mm-hmm.
I don't think that's...
I'm not, I would not be comfortable with that. Like if one of my loved, you know what I mean?
No.
That's weird.
Oh my God. No way. I would be so furious if I found out.
Oh my God. Okay. Here we go. So he told me how he kept his motorcycle in his bedroom, woke up at 4 a.m. so he'd have time to hit McDonald's before work. He had a 2-hour commute.
Oh.
Complained about his ex-fiance. And then we found out we were distant cousins.
Oh.
And asked if I was sure that was a deal breaker for me.
Oh. How distant?
Yes.
I feel like
if I found out and you had cousin in any relative.
Yeah, it takes the sparkle off. And it really does seem like it wasn't there to be. That's just the final thing. You're like, okay. Actually.
This can be where we just stop it.
We can just call it a day. This isn't Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Okay. I was bartending at a restaurant in San Francisco. This guy came in and ordered a vodka martini. He downed it and ordered another. Halfway through his third, he called his wife and asked for a divorce.
Oh,
whoa.
Oh.
After he hung up, he asked me about the Red Sox.
Oh.
I'm in Boston.
Wow. Yeah. Oh. No, that makes sense. So
down
wait,
three
wait,
martinis,
wait.
Called his wife and was like, I want a divorce. Hey. And I was like, how about them socks?
Hey, girl. Hey.
By the way.
So wait, was he on the date with a chick beforehand or he's just like, I want a divorce and then was like, let's see what can happen.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I hate that.
Getting it on a phone call.
Oh, that's
it's rough.
That's rough.
Your drunk husband calls you.
No. No. I'd be like, sir.
My guy.
First of all, I'm sending you an Uber. Yeah. We'll talk about this in the morning.
Exactly. All right. My freshman year of college, I went on a first date with a guy from my Italian class. We had pizza and after dinner, we were walking around and it started to drizzle. I was wearing those ballerina flats with no treads. I took a step on the wet cobblestone and my foot shot out from under me and I landed on my ass hard.
Ooh.
Relatable content. I worked in a town that had like brick streets.
Oh, my God. Talking about German village?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and even an Italian village.
Oh, they right.
Oh, my God. And I know exactly those shoes.
They get so slick, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, those cobblestones are really beautiful, but they are not practical.
No.
At all.
Dude, I can just... This would have been me 100%. Mortified, of course. So I stood up quickly. That's also me. Like, oh, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Everything's fine.
My date asked if I was okay. I remember saying that I felt queasy. And the next thing I knew, I was regaining consciousness in the gutter.
Oh no.
Oh no.
A woman stopped to help and I eventually got up and finished my date at the student health center. It turned out I'd broken my tailbone.
Oh no. Oh my God.
That's really painful.
Oh my butthole puckered just thinking about it. Did you?
Awful.
And oh.
Yeah. I had to sit on a donut cushion in class for the next 2 weeks. It didn't work out. It's too bad because breaking my ass on our first date would have been a great how we met story.
Breaking totally. Your ass. Yeah, yeah, it would have been.
Have you guys ever broken a bone before?
I have not. Knock on wood.
Me no. either. No, knock never. On wood.
Oh, yeah. Wow. None of us have? Nope. That's incredible. Yeah. I feel like...
Yeah, no, lucky. I'm like terrified of it.
No,
too.
It seems like it would be really big.
And I feel like I should have. I feel like there's times that I've hurt myself so much that I'm like, how did I not break something?
In fairness, yeah. I may have cracked or broken something, and I have such a walk it off mentality that I was like, this is fine. you know, I slammed my thumb in a car door so hard once.
Oh, I did that with my middle finger.
Yeah.
Remember, we all told these stories when I had my whole hand crushed in a door. I just threw my phone. She's like, I've heard that story before. Shut up, Cassie.
Now you see what really is here.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, I did. Yeah. And so I may have broken my thumb, actually. It's still all like scarred up. And I think I might have broken it or something. But yeah. I was just like, I don't know, tape a toothpick or tape a popsicle stick to it. It's fine. You know, what are they going to do?
Toothpick. In my mind, it was a popsicle stick, too. I'm like, yeah, tip a toothpick to it.
Yeah,
but it's like breaking a toe. Like,
yeah.
I mean, who knows? I might have broken a toe before, but there's nothing they can do about it, even if you did.
What I fear, and I feel like this was fairly common in like elementary school, I feel like every year someone in my class ended up in like a cast for reason, right?
Yeah.
And like when I had a friend in fifth grade, she was a good friend of mine. She ended up in one of those casts that was like all the way up to like basically her underwear because she played soccer and she broke her leg playing soccer and it went through the skin.
Oh my
and
God.
That's
that
what
is
I
my
fear.
Fear.
Like it's snapping.
That is my fear. Oh, that is
so scary to me.
That happened on the playground when I was a kid. We were in elementary school and this kid that we went to school with, Scott, and he fell off with a jungle gym and his arm. Broke his arm and the bone came through.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, the only thing wild
I'm
we ever used to do on the playground is we used to play the fainting game.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that shit.
Yeah.
I did have a guy. Oh my God. We did this in math class, high school.
Ours was like in third grade. Yeah. We didn't have an assembly about it. They're like, don't do this anymore.
We were in high school.
You're killing all your brain cells.
Yeah. Kid like fell. Will, he fell and he hit his head against the like chalkboard ledge. Fucking get his head open, dude. So fucked up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you know, every generation has their thing. Like we can make fun of Gen Z for eating Tide Pods, but
listen,
we all did some dumb fucking shit. Like
100%.
We just didn't have a TikTok to post it on.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I think I told you guys, like my younger sister and I used to terrify our baby brother, like just completely terrorize him. And there was like a good couple months where we used to make him play restaurant and we would just feed him toothpaste.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
We told him it was mint tea.
That's so disgusting. He's so never going to recover from the amount of fluoride he's ingested.
I didn't
because
know
of
until
that.
Years later. I was like, oh, you're not supposed to do that.
No. Awful.
Oh, we're still alive. Everything's good. Okay. So here's the date. I do not know why I think this is as funny as I do, but I can't make it through without laughing. Okay. Many years ago, went on a blind date with a girl I met online. She was acting weird and kind of spacey. Didn't necessarily think too much about it. Then she opens up and apologizes about not being too talkative.
Oh, no.
She mentioned that she had been kicked in the head by a horse earlier that same day.
What? That same day.
Just, ma'am, honey, call off the date.
Cancel the date. You should go to, why are you in a hospital? You should be in a hospital right now.
Honestly. Oh, God. She was pretty sure she had a concussion.
Baby.
Yeah, honey.
Because, in quotes, it's happened like 12 times now.
Oh, my God.
Girl.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You're going to have like one of those football players.
Yes. You're going to have CTE. But also, like, my family works with horses. It's not that common to get kicked.
I mean,
like, most likely you'll get kicked if you work closely with horses at some point. But to get kicked that 12 times
in the head?
Honey.
What are you doing to
What are you doing?
Maybe you stay away from horses.
Yeah,
honestly.
They don't like you, bitch.
This isn't, this ain't your gig, girl.
No, honey. Oh, my God.
God.
She, he says, needless to say, we never went out again.
Uh-huh.
She probably
doesn't remember that date at all.
She was like, we went on a, I don't know you.
I don't know. You.
Oh, no.
Okay. I was set up with a friend's friend. I didn't want the awkwardness of it just being us, so we did a double date with my friend and her boyfriend. We went somewhere earlier in the evening, and we all went back to my house later to continue drinks in the garden. It was summer, and we sat out there until it became dark. We were all having a laugh, and at some point, I went back into the house for something. The entrance of the house from the garden was a sliding glass door. It was a step up about a foot off the door. I have done this.
Yes.
I don't know what possessed me, but I decided to take a running jump through the open door up the step.
Oh.
I didn't know it was closed, and smashed right into it, flew back, and ended up lying on my back in the patio. Everyone was very concerned, but luckily I was fine. Just
she's like a dumb bird.
And I've definitely been drunk and been like, I'm gonna run and jump, like run and leap.
I'm an athlete.
Boing. I was fine, just embarrassed, although I couldn't stop laughing. Luckily, the alcohol and the embarrassment numbed any pain I might have felt sober. The funniest thing is that it left it left lipstick prints about 6 foot high, and I'm only 5'2".
Oh my God.
Dude, high jumped.
I did this one thing at summer camp. I don't know why. Like, a whole bunch of boys were trying to crush a can on their head.
Oh my God. What's the dumbest thing you've ever done to impress a boy? Right,
and
there
so,
it is.
Yeah. I literally took an empty can and as fucking hard as I could brained my fucking forehead and I crushed the can. But I had a circle bruise for like a month on my head.
So stupid.
Needless to say, I did not get to go to the dance with him at the end of camp.
Oh no. Why was that a thing? That was such like an 80s and 90s like masculinity.
And how did, is there like a trick to it? Because
I there must be, like, maybe you can pre-dent it a little bit ahead of time, but I literally full on went. I went, like, I was so committed to, man, I definitely concussed myself for sure.
God, I'm sweating.
Okay. God. Yeah, the personal injury portion of the evening.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Was at a house party. The girl whose house it was pulled me into her parents' bedroom. We were kissing and fumbling around like teens do on her parents' bed. Took her pants off, and for some reason, so I said something like, "Do you think your dad does this to your mom here?"
Oh no.
Oh my God.
Dude, I will say that sometimes I don't know if it's just like this DNA thing, but have you noticed, like, younger boys, like, the things that will come out of their mouth sometimes, and they, like, know it's not right after they say it, but my brother used to do that all the time. Yeah. There's none.
No connection.
Just whatever comes out.
No filter whatsoever.
None.
The mood died pretty quickly after that.
No shit.
Still cringe when I think about it.
Yeah.
If you're reading this, and I'm sorry, Catherine, it still is the most embarrassing moment of my life.
Oh my God, please. Hashtag find Catherine.
Bro.
Oh my God. We need to find her. She needs to know that
he's sorry, Catherine. He's sorry.
Okay. So I have two short ones to wrap it up.
Oh, I have another one
too. I have one more too.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, this one is just one sentence. So I'll let it go and then I'll do it. Gave me fleas when we hugged.
Oh, that's too many fleas, no, my dude.
You have an infestation.
Honey.
Fleas.
You have an infestation.
Honey. Oh, my God. No, I literally would like peel my skin off, honestly. Oh, my God.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
I'm sure. Are you sure it's fleas?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I
have a lot of questions about that.
Okay. And then the other one is, he seemed normal at first, and then every time he would go to the bathroom, he would walk away and laugh maniacally in the loudest fashion when there was truly nothing funny.
Sorry. That is some Joker shit, and I'm getting the fuck out.
That's so scary. No. He then wanted to give me a tour of his house and proceeded to show me his copy of Mein Kampf.
Oh, no.
And tell me a bunch of stories about how his friends loved to get together and read passages from it.
Okay, no, sir.
There was no second date.
So I feel like we should state, because I think it's topical at this moment, anti-Semitism is real.
And it's disgusting.
And it's disgusting. And it's very, very scary.
Yeah. So it's terrifying. Ugh. That's like two dates that like, and I've seen more than that that we haven't commented on where like,
yeah,
it's so
a lot lately.
It's so common.
It's really ramped up. It's scary.
Terrifying.
Yeah. And I feel like the conversation around it has, we've been having more conversations about it recently, but it does feel like one of those things that gets very lost in the media and people don't talk about it for like long periods of time and people kind of brush it off as like, not as serious as other forms of racism, and it's just as serious. It's just as scary.
Yeah, honestly. Absolutely.
And they're everywhere.
Yes.
Okay, well, to continue with this theme.
Oh, great.
But this, hold on. This happened when I was around 18 or so. I'm mostly Native American. This is important to the story. A guy and his date get sat in my section, and he immediately asked to speak to my manager. This was before I even took their drink order, so I was perplexed, but went and grabbed him right away. The dude then asked my manager for a, quote, nice white server instead.
I swear to fucking God.
Right in front of me, while giving me a rather disgusted scowl. His date was so horrified, she stood up and said, oh, hell no. That racist shit don't work with me, honey. You can sit me at the bar, sweetheart. This date is over.
Good. Yes.
The manager made the man leave and comped his date's food. She left the manager a $100 tip for me with a note that said, you are beautiful and worthy of respect. Always remember that. Her date was a disaster, but she made my night.
Wow. There we go.
There we go.
That's how you do it.
Well, mine is short and funny.
Okay,
good to end it on. He took his shirt off at Outback.
Oh, nope.
No, you know what, though?
I feel like it doesn't need to go much further than that.
If you're going to take your shirt off somewhere, it feels appropriate that it's at an Outback Steakhouse. Yeah.
And so the waitress asked him to put it back on.
Oh, my God.
Then he stood out in the parking lot and loudly and badly rapping to his own music. Oh. Shout out to Eli.
Eli!
I have to say, I will never understand. I can never understand what it must be like to live in a body where you just feel entitled and emboldened to take your shirt off anywhere.
Oh.
Like that is incredible.
And to just perform, like we've had performance dates before, but here we go. To end the episode, one more bonus, would you rather?
Okay.
Would you rather, at a restaurant, a guy pull out a guitar and sing a song for you?
Shirt off.
Pull out a boombox and rap for you.
Guitar.
A fucking boombox and rap.
No.
I couldn't crawl out of my skin fast enough.
I want to see that happen so bad.
I hate this.
Oh my God.
I think on guitar too. Like, I don't know which is worse.
I mean, they're both bad, but I feel, here's the thing. I have dated a white rapper before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, irregardless of color, actually.
Right.
Rapping is hard.
Yeah.
Doing it well is very difficult.
Mm, right.
Especially any kind of freestyle, although it might be worse if he had planned something, if he wrote something and came with it memorized. But any kind of rapping is like really, really, really hard. I feel like if you have a decent voice and you know like four or five chords,
that's right.
You can pull off like an okay.
That's right.
Song.
You can't right. rap in public.
You,
though, sir.
You cannot.
Put that away.
Unless you are, my dude. Unless you are Eminem. There is no, you can't, you just, you can't.
Yeah. Right?
And even yeah. then, I don't, if I was on a date, I don't care if you are Eminem, I would be like.
No, it's not the time, it's time and place.
This is an
no.
Olive Garden.
It's an Outback Steakhouse.
Sir.
Yeah, no, time and place. But like rapping Oof. Is so hard to do that like it's rarely done well. And yeah. so it's just, it's going to be really bad.
It's, oh, yeah.
I don't like Oof. Walking through Venice and having people
oh,
rap
God.
At me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oof.
So, no.
You could have just stopped it. I don't like walking through Venice.
Well.
Oh, man. Well, if you guys have stories for us, if you want to just reach out and say hello, go to our one-stop shop of a website. It's myworstdatepodcast.com. And we love you so much.
Cheers.